Welcome to this segment of News from the Ranger Station. To help celebrate the 100th anniversary of the creation of Denali National Park and Preserve, this weekly broadcast takes you behind the scenes of the Walter Harper Talkeetna Ranger Station.
For this week's program, Ranger Jeff Pfeiffer spoke with several climbers that were soon on their way to the Kahiltna Glacier Base Camp to begin their three-week climb onto the slopes of Denali. Two teams, British Denali and Diamond Rock, had something to say about preparing for their expedition.
Spent a lot of time planning and reading other people's expedition report.
The Super Topo book's really good. We know quite a few people who've come out here, so we got some really good information from people who've actually been here before, which definitely really helped us. Sent out a lot of emails, that kind of stuff.
Applied for grants for our trip as well.
We did a lot of physical training and a lot of climbing, basically, to get ourselves ready for this kind of climb.
How have you prepared to climb Denali?
So across the group, we've got a wealth of experience and different levels of experience. We've got several guys with multiple high-altitude trips. People that have been on Everest, have been on other 8,000 meter Himalayan peaks, all the way down to guys that have done a sort of basic level of foundation in alpine mountaineering. So everybody's sort of reasonably experienced in UK, European Alps as a bare minimum.
Out of nearly 1,100 registered climbers for Denali this year, over half this number go as a private climbing party. This next climber hired one of the authorized guide services to help him on his personal journey.
Have you ever climbed in Alaska before?
No, I came up once to Glacier Bay and kayaked for an extended trip, but we didn't do any mountain climbing.
Okay. How did you come to the decision to attempt to climb Denali?
Well, I've thought about climbing the highest mountain in my country for a long time, sort of a boyhood type dream.
Okay.
I climbed Mount Rainier last summer and decided that maybe even at my advanced age I'd still be able to try Denali, so decided to come and enjoy what I can.
And how old are you?
67.
Why did you end up deciding to take a guide to Denali?
My wife insisted.
Okay, sounds like a good plan.
And none of the fellows I climbed Mount Rainier with wanted to undertake Denali.
What do you think it's going to feel like to stand on North America's highest peak?
It's really hard to anticipate. I can tell you just from past experience when I stood on top of Aconcagua that I actually wept from a combination of gratitude and joy and a sense of accomplishment.
What kind of challenges do you anticipate while you're attempting to ascend Denali?
Well, they told us yesterday it was 30 below zero at Windy Corner.
Okay.
So managing the cold is one of the biggest. At 67, managing to get my joints and muscles working the next morning is always a challenge.
Okay.
And, you know, just trying to keep focused on safely taking each step up the mountain and down.
One other climbing team, the Fallopian Dudes, also had some thoughts to share with us before their departure for the West Buttress.
What do your friends and family think about you climbing Denali?
Friends are psyched. Family is terrified.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mom, most particularly.
Okay.
But they're happy for me. I know I'll do it. So.
Yeah, some of my family threatened to break my ankle before I leave to stay. But I'm here now.
So if you had a theme song for your climb, what would it be?
What was that one we were just playing on the way here?
Oh yeah, Calm Down by Anderson Paak.
Okay.
Is a song where the chorus is basically says you might never come down.
That sounds great.
It's very fun.
Thank you for listening to the News from the Ranger Station. This special program will be produced in summer of 2017 to celebrate our park's 100th birthday. All of us at the Walter Harper Talkeetna Ranger Station Look forward to sharing more with you next week.